You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 and 88.5. I'm Mark Purcell. The best-selling author Kim Harrison has the latest in her Hollows series, featuring Rachel Morgan and friends, out in bookstores now. It's called Ever After. Don't panic, as the materials I saw come across my desk said, because there are still two more books in the Hollows series for fans, and Ever After, one of those. And it's great to have Kim here in the studio again. Welcome back to the Hollows, Kim.
Well, thank you. It feels good to be back here, I'll tell you.
So we talked last time when you were visiting, and you said, you know, while Cincinnati and the Hollows is a basis or the place where the book is set, that it's only referring to Cincinnati and just some specific things, but really Cincinnati was just kind of a linchpin for you to work around. How does it feel coming back to the Hollows after, what, 10 books now?
Yes, it feels really good. It really does. Most of the books in the series take place there. I've got one where we've got a road trip. But the reason I like working in Cincinnati is because of all the history and the culture that you guys have here. Every book I seem to delve into a new area. This year, I really didn't hit any landmarks. I think I'm kind of running out. We've been to the Basilica, and we've been to the tunnels, and we've been to the zoo, and we've been to the Underground Museum. I'm running out of places. I hate to say that. Maybe that's why I'm ending the series in a couple of books.
Well, do you see life beyond the Hollows for Rachel, or are you going to go in a different direction?
You know what? Maybe someday, but right now as a writer, I don't want to say I feel stifled, but I've been working in this universe for about 10 years, and I need to do something different. I need to stretch my writing muscles, and I can't do that in the Hollows because the pattern is set. Mm-hmm. It's fairly fast-paced, but I want to work faster. I'm working in first person, and I want to stick with that, but I want it to be a different voice. I want to work with an older woman who's got different issues and different problems. Rachel's great.
I was about to say, are you getting
she's
tired
great.
Of Rachel?
No, I'm not. She's fabulous. She's fun. She's grown. She's making, you know, grown-up decisions, and I think I need to just change characters, change universes, get to write about a new magic system, because I love developing my magic systems, and I really can't do that anymore in the Hollows. I have just done everything I possibly can think of. It's time to move on.
Well, I noticed it's been a little while. Last time you were here, I believe we were talking about Pale Demon.
Yes.
The last
that was the road
of the installments.
Trip, yes,
with the road trip in it. And you have released a couple of books in between. Mm-hmm. The Hollows Insider, mm-hmm. that really explores deeper.
Yes, the world book.
The world book. And a set of short stories, Into the Woods.
Into the Woods.
Was that bit of short stories, which do have a couple of characters from the Hollows, mm-hmm. but also other stories. Was that kind of stretching your writer?
Well, it was. The Into the Woods actually has all the shorts and novellas that have been published throughout the years in the mass markets and the anthologies and so forth. But there are also three other novellas that are not Hollows at all. They're completely different. And yes, this is where I started stretching my muscles to see where I wanted to write next after the Hollows. This is awful. Like, I'm here promoting Ever After, and I'm keeping telling
well,
you
no,
about
I'll come back
what's
to
coming
after.
Next.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did get a chance to stretch my writing muscles in there. And if readers are interested in what is going to come after the Hollows, they'll get some good hints right there.
Well, I also liked in the collection Into the Woods that you did explain part of what was not in Pale Demon,
yes,
where Trent and Jinx
yes,
went on their
the,
little mm-hmm. Side trip.
We got the story where Trent and Jinx stole Lucy, yes. Mm-hmm.
So with the new Ever After, was this something that had been percolating for a while? And then Trent, by the way, banding with Rachel in this book. That's as much as I'll say.
Oh,
finally becoming,
yes,
you know.
A lot of readers are really enjoying where I'm taking the storyline with Rachel and Trent. It was not my intent when I first started writing these books way back with Dead Witch Walking that Trent would become a possible love interest. But when we lost Kisten way, way back, I needed to bring in somebody new. And, you know, I kept trying and I kept trying. And we had these new men come into her life and it just wasn't working. And then I turned to Trent and it was like, oh, my gosh, he's been here all the time. He's been here all the time.
You're the least likely. Well, as you were writing the Hollows series and you decided on, what, is it a dozen books?
We're 13 now.
Yeah, it was going to be 13. Did you have the big long story arc, or are you creating this as it goes along?
I'm a little bit of both. I've always known where I wanted to end the series. Now, who she was going to be with, that has varied from book to book to book as she's been growing. But I only plot out the book that I'm on, leaving, you know, the rest of the series open. But I always know where I'm going. I just don't know how I'm going to get there.
Well, I remember talking to you or, and, you know, doing a little background check on what's been happening in your life, that when you began writing these, you assumed the pen name Kim Harrison, because where you were living at the time, you thought that witches and dark magic
might... Oh, they were very frowned upon, yes.
But in this day and age, where you have the Twilight, we have vampires, you have zombies, you have werewolves, everything, anywhere... Do you feel a little more accepted?
It is a little more accepted, yes. And I have also since moved back to my hometown in Michigan, where it's also a little more accepted there anyway. So, yes, I think that the atmosphere has shifted and changed a little bit. You know, you can now say Harry Potter and not get disked. And
imagine that.
Yes, imagine that. Yes, they feel better. They understand. A lot of people who are worried now understand that it is fantasy. It's make-believe. It's not real. We're not pretending that it's real. It's for fun. It's for exploring things in a safe environment. And yes, it is a lot more acceptable now.
And has that helped with the demographic of your readers? Because I know when you were here last time, we talked, my whole family reads the Hollows
that.
Books. You know, so you have various ages, you know, both male mm-hmm. and female. Have you seen that in your appearances?
I have seen a definite shift. The last couple of years, I am getting more and more families coming up to the signing table with mom and dad and usually daughter, but sometimes son. And I have older sisters coming in. They're taking a girls' night out, and they'll come in together. And I've got coworkers who are coming in together, which is fabulous. I'm getting a lot more men coming up to the signing table. I get a lot of firemen and military. I usually hear at least once during a signing from a man who says, "I found this when I was overseas." They get passed around. And the character, she kicks butt. I mean, it's yeah. a fun story. You know, I don't want to say it's a romance. It's just a relationship. And so it doesn't get flowery and it doesn't get sweet. It's real and honest and it's very relatable. And they like that.
So I know I ask this question frequently, but nearly every writer I talk to, but what has surprised you the most about the Hollows and reaction to the Hollows?
Oh, the longevity. Now that I'm
really
looking back on it, the longevity. When I first started, I thought, oh, I got 3 books. This is so cool. And now we're at 13. And, you know, if I went to my editor and said, I have a crackerjack idea for 3 more books, I think she'd go along with it. But as a writer, like I said, I need to write something new. So we're closing it down. The longevity has been fantastic. Just being able to slow down as an artist and develop things the way I want to develop and not feel pressured that I have to, you know, get everything in I want to say in this little span, that has been a real treat. The fact that so many people are receptive to it, my demographic is just amazing. That was a surprise. I never expected, you know, men to really sit down and enjoy it and come up to the signing table. So that's also been a surprise. But as far as the writing goes, I never know what the characters are going to do. I like to follow my nose. And so they're always surprising me. And that kind of keeps the writing fresh.
Well, I was going to mention just briefly before we have to wrap things up that, you know, so many writers get caught in a groove, whether it's with a particular character. And I won't name any, so it doesn't. I won't mm-hmm. make anybody mad by saying, oh, well, this writer is just the same character every time with, you know, a different place, you know, setting. But I really feel you don't do that with the Hollows series and Rachel and Ivy and Jinx. You know, things do change. They're not the same formula from mm-hmm. book to book. Mm-hmm. Is that the other reason for the Hollows beyond?
I think
you don't want to get trapped in that thing. Beyond having explored every corner of this world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that is a big part of it. Yes, I do.
So stretching those writer skills uh-huh. or rather than being stuck with these
yes,
people.
I would like my next book to be something along the lines of Bourne Identity meets Inception. Just fast and quick and you're not sure what's going on and the main character doesn't know what's going on and a lot of exploration and yes, we'll see.
Kim Harrison, the author of Ever After, the latest in the Hollows series with Rachel Morgan and friends, The Hollows, set here in Cincinnati. Just another book or two left in the Hollows series, but a lot of great writing there. And I do look forward to the Bourne Identity meets Inception coming up here too, Kim. So, well, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Well, thank you. This has been great.
You can find out more about Kim Harrison and the newest book, Ever After, on our website, wvxu.org.